I know from the meetings I attend at the JPC as the chairperson that the Gardaí are regularly asking us to lobby and to get more resources for them. So on the back of that, I got Deputy Pierce Doherty put in a PQ, and I've got the back now the information that were requested, and it's quite clear to see that over since 2008 to 2016, we've had a reduction down to 384, a reduction of 104 Gardaí, and that's during the time that Fianna Fáil were in government and Fine Gael took over. And I would argue strongly that none of them paid much attention to the safety of the people of Donegal.
I'm sure people listening, I'm sure there's many people listening to you that would say, with a county this size, how can you reduce numbers? And how can you feel safe in your home when there's such a large amount less of Gardaí in the county?
Well, and this is the point. I've wrote off to the commissioner. I've sent a letter today outlining the geographical nature of Donegal, the fact that it's the second largest county in the state, the very rural type of geography that we have here. And that even to lose a dozen guards, but to lose 104 over a 10-year period is scandalous. And I can understand, and I hear it on a daily basis, that the insecurity that the ordinary citizens of County Donegal have.
We recently had the graduation of a number of guards. Not one of those was posted to County Donegal. So that perhaps for some would be a further indication of the lack of commitment to resources here.
Yeah, and we did not get any guard from the last tranche of new recruits. Are we going to get any more now? 2nd of February, I believe, is the next tranche will be released. But if you take that there and in the context of a lowering of the figures of Gardaí over the previous 10 years, the fact that we're not getting any new Gardaí, the length of time that it takes any new Gardaí that comes to get back into the system and be out on a daily basis on the beat, I mean, we're talking about 15,000 guards by 2021. I don't think them figures will be met. And during this time, the people of Donegal, the confidence that they had in the Gardaí is ebbing. And we need a large injection of new recruits in the next tranche of allocations from the Commissioner.